Chapter 4. Remembering. Dear Connie, Lucy and I were so relieved to finally hear from you, but we were upset that you and the family were in such danger. Thank goodness you are now safe. I did not know that the rains could be so dangerous. Here, when rain comes, we zoo animals are happy. Parrots sing, Henry Lion and Johnny Jaguar give out roars, and even Lucy and I let out our trumpet. The sidewalks get wet, the rain drums on the metal roof, and the air becomes fresh and clean. The sweet smell of rain is such a nice change from city smoke and smog. But I now understand how rain in the African savanna is different. It gives life, but can also take life away. Grandmama is truly a great elephant matriarch, and Winston, well, there isn't a finer bull in all of Kenya. I don't have any good or bad news to report. No scary flood or happy rain. It's the same old routine here, day in, day out. Hay in the morning, hay at noon, hay at night, and bananas when the zoo visitors come. Even the weather stays the same. Well, there is a little news. By the time you get this letter, Lucy and I will be living in the new exhibit. The workmen painted the cement walls green and brown to look like an African forest. Humans are funny. Do they really think that Lucy and I will think that painted walls are real trees? The zoo must think that we elephants are that stupid. The new room is great, but it isn't as big as I thought it would be. The pond is made of cement and is so small I can barely stand in it. Someone threw in a big red ball and an old log. That's it. Nothing else. No acacia trees, no tall green grass, and no sparkling water like home. And there's no one but Lucy and me, so it feels really lonely. It sure would be nice to have a couple of ground hornbills for company. Hey, remember how we used to chase them back home and Ma would get so mad? Aminty, she'd scold. How would you like to be chased by someone 20 times your size? Your father would be so ashamed at you picking on someone so small. Besides, you never know when you might need the hornbills for friends. They always let us know when there is danger. That's funny. I haven't thought about my old real name, Aminty, in a while. I like my zoo name, Billy, much better. Yes, Ma was right. It wasn't very nice teasing that old bird, but it sure was fun. You remember Mother Hornbill? She was tough. There was more than once when I thought she could get me with her long black beak, but you know, Mom was wrong about one thing. The Hornbills didn't let us know when there was danger. Where were they when the helicopters came? Billy stopped writing and looked up, staring into space. Time evaporated, and he was no longer at the zoo, but far, far away, years before, to the day when he was a 2-year-old walking through the African savanna with his mother and the elephant family. Billy remembered it as if it had happened yesterday. The sun had felt warm on his back, and the air was fragrant with sweet grass. Everyone in the family was relaxed and peaceful. Connie, Benjamin, little Beth, the aunties, and Billy were having fun playing in the long grass. Then, out of the blue, the sky began to buzz with the sound of angry bees. The buzz got louder and louder. Then suddenly the world exploded. It wasn't bees at all. There were humans with guns and shiny metal helicopters who had come to kill the elephants. Bullets rained down on the family. Mothers and aunties cried out and tried to shelter the young elephants with their bodies. Billy called to his mother, but before he could reach her, she fell before his eyes. Guns continued to fire, and more elephants fell to the ground. The air filled with smoke and noise. Billy ran toward the forest, confused and terrified. He heard his cousin Connie calling to him.
Cousin, cousin, come this way. Come this way, Aminty.
Billy turned toward his cousin's voice, but just as he got to the safety of the forest edge, Billy felt big, powerful hands grabbing and tearing at him. He tried to struggle free, but the men were too fast. They tied the baby elephant's legs with ropes and tethered him to the body of a fallen auntie. Billy could hear other young, captured elephants crying. When the shooting stopped, the men rounded up all the baby elephants. Billy was shoved into the back of an old, smelly truck. The truck gate slammed with a bang. Try as he might to see his mother for the last time, Billy could not. He was too small to see over the wooden sideboards. The truck engine turned over and started down the red, dusty track. Billy shrank into a corner, crying and trembling. His mother was gone, his family was gone, and life on the savannah was over forever. Sioux noises broke through Billy's dream of the past. Henry Lyon roared, and Billy woke startled. Memories of the savannah vanished and were replaced by cold concrete walls. The young elephant looked over his shoulder and saw Lucy. As always, she stood silently swaying in her corner, the red ball set motionless by the edge of the pond. After a few minutes, Billy sat up, straightened his shoulders, and continued writing to his cousin. I'm sure the ground hornbills could have heard the helicopter blades whirring long before we did. It makes me mad that the hornbills weren't around to warn us about the men. If they had, then we could have gotten away and I wouldn't be stuck in this place so far from home. And Ma, well, Ma would still be alive with us. I guess it wasn't the hornbills' fault, really. Oh well, I don't want to think about it. I have to go now. The banana bell rang, and that means there will be a class of kids coming to visit the zoo. Maybe they'll give us some peanuts, too. Big trunk hug from your cousin, Billy. Billy signed and folded the letter. After placing it on the ground by the gate, he sadly turned away. There hadn't been a banana bell after all. He just didn't want his tears to fall on the letter. Then Connie would have known he had been crying, and Billy couldn't let that happen. After all, Billy thought, he was supposed to be a grown-up bull by now, and big bulls don't cry. He walked over and kicked the red ball. He watched it roll over to the chain-link fence and bounce back until it rested against the other wall. The world felt very small and empty.